You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hello, Lacey. Good morning to you. What are you up to today?
Just driving my daughter to her little day program that she's doing right now.
A little day program. I'd like a little day program.
What is she doing in the day program?
Well, bless her heart, she has admitted that she needs some mental health help. So we are getting it for her.
Well, that's very proactive.
You doing that. Thank you very much.
Good.
What do you got going on this weekend? Anything kind of fun?
We are going to a swim meet.
A swim meet? I don't want to go to that.
They're hot. And long.
Yeah, that doesn't sound fun at all.
What?
Yuck.
It's not too bad.
It's just really? After a while, the echo it's and humid. The smell of chlorine.
Yeah, and it's humid.
I've been really pushing Jeremy to keep pushing his kids on swimming because those kids who do swimming, they always end up doing better in school.
There's all sorts of studies that say how good swimming is for you in your mind.
Definitely keep them swimming.
Yep. Good.
Swimmers are cool. Swimmers are really good people.
And they're jacked. I mean, look at those. They all have six packs and awesome legs.
Yep.
And you get to wear that tight little thing on your head, you know, that covers up your hair. That's fun.
Oh, yeah,
and
the girls look great in them.
Oh, yeah, super sexy.
My son spent 4 years working for the U.S. Olympic swim team. He was in the office running, helping to run the Olympic swim team. And he became very good friends with several of the Olympic swimmers. And I'm going to tell you, those people were super cool. Some of the nicest people in the world. So
Pruny fingers. You go to shake their hand.
In a lot of sports, let's just say it, and let's just piss more people off. In a lot of sports, you got a lot of bad people. They're constantly arrested. You know, they've got domestic abuse crap going on. In my experience, the vast majority of swimmers are good citizens and good people.
Yeah, they just are.
They're good people.
Look at that.
Now, there's always a one or two bad apples. Somebody's going to send us text messages. What about what's-his-name? He was a real jerk. I'm just saying in general.
I would agree with that. Yeah, I would agree. Yeah.
Now that we have kissed swimming's butt for the last 5 minutes, Lacey, let's play this game. Are you ready?
All right, let's do it.
And for everyone who's on hold, don't hang up, even if Lacey gets it, because we still want to talk to you. Lacey, 10 seconds. Please give me the names of five movies with Julia Roberts. Five movies with Julia Roberts. Ready and go.
Pretty Woman, Runaway Bride, Closer, Stepmom, Ocean's 11. Five.
Is that five? What's Closer?
What's Stepmom?
Stepmom was the movie with Susan Sarandon.
Yep, correct. That one's good. What's the other one?
Closer was that weird movie with Natalie Portman and Clive Owen.
Yes, she's in it. Correct. Ding, ding, ding.
Holy crap, that's five.
Wow, that went quick.
Wow. I'm going to say our first caller's a winner!
Cannonball!
So to go along with everything else, swimmers' parents are smart.
Well done.
Yeah, we rock. We're great people.
You are great people. You're the first caller today, and you're the champion. So why don't you stand by, and Josh will come back, and he will chit-chat with you about that prize, okay?
Nice. Thanks so much, guys.
Yeah.
See you later. You're welcome, Lacey. Thank you. And now for all the wonderful people who stayed on the line, we have to go and say, Casey, I'm sorry, but the prize has been won. What do you think about that?
I think I'm really glad that wasn't my category.
Yeah, you would have seized
Couldn't
up.
Couldn't do that one, huh?
I don't really watch a lot of TV or movies.
That's all right.
Well. You couldn't have whipped out like an Aaron Brockovich or anything like that?
No, not even a little.
What do you do with your time? Like, what are you going to do this weekend?
I'm going to go get a pedicure with a friend.
Same. Good what are the you. Odds?
Maybe we'll be at the same place.
Yeah, you Maybe. Never know. We'll bump into each other.
How much you pay for your pedicures?
Well, they have, like, different ones, and I like when I'm going to pamper myself, I go all out, so it's, like, $60?
Plus tip, right?
Sorry, what?
Plus tip.
Oh, yeah, plus step.
Yeah. Yeah, you always got
to. So when you go all out, what happens in going all out?
So they do, like, a paraffin wax, and there's a scrub, and they do, like, an extra long massage, and then there's an oil rub, and then a lotion, and it's lovely.
Slippery feet.
It beats sitting there watching a movie, doesn't it, Casey?
I mean, it really does.
Do they do that thing where they put your feet in the water and have the little fish eat all the stuff off your feet? Have you seen that?
So, I've seen that, but I'm actually a licensed cosmetologist, so I'm not here for fish poop in my on my feet.
No, you don't like that?
No, thanks.
I always thought that was kind of creepy, having all those little fish like eat the stuff off your feet.
Pass.
That's weird. Do you do the gel polish? Yeah. My wife likes doing that gel polish that, like, can survive a war.
What's that?
It's like
I don't, because I'm a picker, so I'll just pick it right off.
That's the thing. You got to go back in to have it removed, and she never does because she picks it all off.
Yeah,
like, that can't be good.
I was
like, that can't be. It's not good for you.
That's funny.
Yeah.
What a great description of yourself. Casey goes, I'm a picker.
I'm a picker.
Oh, I am.
Scabs don't stand a chance.
Oh, my God.
Gross.
That's hilarious.
True.
Yeah, that's gross.
Where'd you grow up, Casey?
Alaska.
Oh,
Alaska.
Very cool.
Where at?
Yeah, it's pretty magical. Fairbanks?
Never,
I went to kindergarten. I went to kindergarten in Fairbanks, Alaska.
Yeah?
I'm not just making that up. I really did. My dad was stationed at Eielson Air Force Base there, and I went to kindergarten in Fairbanks.
Oh, that's cool. I mean, we were right by Fort Wainwright, so I went to kindergarten there as well.
Well, look at that.
I remember what I rode was there was the Huey, Dewey, and Louie buses, and I think I was on Huey was my bus.
You didn't ride a moose or anything to school? I feel like you should have been on a moose.
I tell you what, the moose are pretty wild up there. I was trying to tell Jeremy about the moose poop jewelry that was a big thing, and they say that it's harder to find that stuff now, so...
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me.
Mm. Yeah. Hmm. What brought you down to the lower 48?
So my dad's a miner, so he used to do gold in Alaska, and then we moved to Colorado and he did coal here.
Wow, that's really neat.
I'll be darned.
Yeah, it's cool.
Did he find did he get a lot of gold?
Well, he used to bring home the stuff that was, like, not worth it to separate, so we'd pan for gold in the wheelbarrow for our yard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's neat.
So I do remember us as a family going and panning for gold in some of the streams. So,
yeah, super fun.
It's crazy. Yeah. That and the bears, the giant bears.
Oh,
man.
I bet.
Ooh. Well, I got to say, Casey, I have loved talking with you. I'm sorry you didn't get a shot at the prize, but you know what? If you call back next week, hopefully we'll let you play. How's that?
Sounds like a plan.
Have a great weekend. Enjoy your
pedicure.
See
you later.
Thanks, you too.
Bye.
Okay, bye. I always love to hear from people who lived in Fairbanks.
That's neat.
I just saw a picture about a year ago from one of those days. Shelley, the picture was me standing out in front of our house, and the snowdrift went up to the second floor window.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
So you could open up the window up on the second story and just kind of slide down.
Mm-hmm. That sounds awesome. How old were you?
I was in kindergarten. I lived there when I was from age 2 to 5 or 6 or whatever.
Yeah. That's like a kindergartner's dream right there.
It sure is,
isn't
it? I
tell you, it really is. You know, and if your car was parked outside, like most people's were back then, you had to plug them in at night. You plug your car in.
Keep the engine warm.
To keep the engine block warm. Or whatever.
Really?
So,
yep.
Yeah. Crazy. What are you doing this weekend, Shelly?
Not much. You know, I went home for Thanksgiving, and my family kind of neglected to tell me that they were all sick. So I have been off the past 4 days with RSV, and now I just have to clean my house because it looks horrible.
No.
Jeremy's been sick,
everywhere.
Too. I've been sick, too. My daughter was sick for quite a while with, like, a coughing thing. We think she had a little touch of the RSV. I missed work yesterday. Yeah. I'm feeling better now, but I slept like 18 hours.
Yeah,
I took like 3 COVID tests just to make sure it's not COVID. Hmm. But yeah, you'll come out of it. Just rub Vicks all over you.
In Colorado, it's whenever I leave Colorado that I get sick, so I need to stop leaving.
Where was Thanksgiving?
You need to stay here. Just stay home.
Where's the fam?
It was northwest Indiana, right outside Chicago. There's it's like a zombie apocalypse over there. Everybody's sick.
Really?
Like up by well, like Gary in that area?
Yes. Yeah, Gary. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Huh. Pretty wild.
What was the worst? Yeah. What was the worst food at Thanksgiving?
Probably my potatoes, honestly.
Your crappy potatoes, huh?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Why were they so bad?
I don't know. I think, like, I tried using sour cream instead of milk. Or not sour cream. Yeah, sour cream. And they were, like, really dry. So I guess next year I'll just stick to milk.
Yeah. Huh.
Oh,
what
well.
Was the best thing on the table?
Yeah.
Probably just, you know, corn. My grandma makes a good corn casserole.
Corn and cough syrup.
Corn out in Indiana, you know. Can't get any
yeah,
better
that's
than
true.
That.
That is true.
Did you take someone with you or did you go by yourself?
I went by myself. My boyfriend went to his Thanksgiving because that's like their favorite holiday. They like to eat, so.
Why didn't you go with him?
Yeah, go with him next time.
Why didn't you go with him?
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, I wasn't invited originally, and then
then
I was invited, and then, you know, I already had my plane ticket, so.
Do they not like
Wait
you?
Wait a minute. Why
no,
were you invited originally?
They don't like her. They didn't want her to bring her crappy potatoes.
I mean, we're going to get to the bottom of this, Shelly. Why were you not invited?
No. I don't know. It's just a joke.
No, I don't think it's a
joke.
I
don't know. I think there's some truth to it.
How long have you been seeing this guy?
5 years.
5 years?
5 years, and you're not invited to Thanksgiving after 5 years?
I was.
They figured she was going to Indiana, so.
No. Yeah. There's something going on here.
You wanna marry this guy?
I'm invited to... Maybe. Probably.
You're gonna really be stuck with his family that doesn't like you.
Yeah, if you're not welcome at Thanksgiving after 5 years, I'm not marrying into that family. Mm-mm.
I went last year to Thanksgiving.
Yeah, how was it?
It was good, man. I mean, you know, my family, they do their one meal, but this family, they have like courses.
Courses. Courses for days.
Where is this? Yeah. Where's he from?
Cincinnati.
Well, you guys weren't even that far apart, really.
No, but, you know, once you fly, you can't really drive anywhere, really.
How'd you meet him?
Yeah. Engineering class.
Oh, that's a good place to meet somebody.
Our first 2 weeks at college.
So you're both engineers?
Correct.
Did you go to Mines?
No, I went to Purdue in Indiana.
Oh, okay.
You're a Boilermaker.
I am a Boilermaker, and we're about to have some good football games coming up. So,
well, aren't they playing Michigan tomorrow?
I believe so.
So you've got to know that's my college team is the Michigan Wolverines.
Oh,
so you
man.
And I are on opposite sides here, Shelly.
Just got deflated.
May
all.
May the best team win.
Well, that's what's got me a little bit scared because Michigan is clearly the better team, but that doesn't mean anything in a game like this. So something could happen. So you and I should put a little side bet on the game.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
For sure.
How much you thinking?
Like a monetary bet or like a you have to wear a Purdue jersey kind of bet?
I would do that. I mean, I don't have one. So are you saying I got
to
go out and
buy
a Boilermakers jersey if you guys... And how am I going to know if you're going to wear a Michigan jersey? How would I know?
Well, I'll send you a picture.
Yeah, I was going to say, she could text us pictures or post on our Facebook.
All right. If you are a woman of your word, I will take that wager with you. Michigan wins, you've got to wear a Wolverines jersey. If Purdue wins, I will wear a Boilermakers jersey. I'll find one somewhere. How's that?
Okay, yeah. Do I have to do it the next day? Because it might be hard to find a jersey
No, we'll set up a day, and then we will prove to you. But the thing is, you got to stay in touch with us.
Okay, how do I do that, Facebook?
Well,
you just called
this
us.
Number, so you can text us at this same number.
Oh, okay.
All right. In fact, you should text as soon as you get off the air. Take the same number, send us a text, and say, "Hey, this is Shelly. This is how you find me." And then after the game this weekend, you and I will figure out who's going to be going out and buying a damn jersey.
Okay.
Can it just be like a T-shirt? Does it have to be an actual jersey?
Yeah. No. A jersey would be way too much. T-shirt's good.
T-shirt or hoodie or something.
All right, I will get a Boilermakers T-shirt and wear it if you guys win. All right.
Okay. All right. I will be in touch.
All right. I'll be looking for that text. Shelly, right. I hope you feel better soon. Thanks for making us laugh. You have a great weekend, okay?
No, thank you.
Okay.
All right, Shelly. May the best team win.
You bet. Hells yes. Go blue. Oh, that's funny.
All right.
I love our listeners.
Good
They're
people.
The greatest.